2005. I appreciate your patience as we're getting started a little bit late. A lot of things happening in this building, as you can well imagine right now. We are convening the House Special Committee on Budget, Subcommittee on Human Services and Public Safety. We have six bills that we would like to have work sessions on today. These are bills that each of us have reviewed and considered, reviewed or considered. And we will probably be going through these, you know, fairly quickly today, since each of us have personal knowledge about the importance of these various bills. We will be changing LFO analysts in the course of today's hearings so that we can get the input that we need from those that are most knowledgeable about each of these bills. So with that, we'd like to begin with a work session on House Bill 2062. We open this time. And by the way, since we will be moving these fairly quickly, please do not feel slighted if you're not invited to come up and speak on these bills. We've asked certain people to be here in case there are questions because we want to be able to handle them. We do have a floor session that's going on right now, and so we have been asked to expedite this meeting so that we can participate in the votes on the floor. So we're now in House Bill 2062. Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, 2062 is in front of you. This relates to the Insurance Pool Governing Board. It authorizes Insurance Pool Governing Board for roughly a two-year period starting March 1st, 2006 to impose an assessment on health insurance companies who have contracted with the board to offer certified plans to small employers. I understand the assessment is to be used for marketing. And that's a brief summary of the bill. And if there are further questions, Mr. King is here from the board.
Thank you. We're aware of the bill. There's no opposition to this bill that will be used to help market these plans as the IPGB, the Insurance Pool Governing Board, seeks to make the public and business aware of this opportunity for them. I would accept the motion from Mr. Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move House Bill 2062 to the full committee.
Representative Hansen moves moves House Bill 2062 to our full budget committee with due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Is there opposition? Hearing none, it's unanimously passed at House Bill 2062. And we'll. Don't leave yet. House Bill 2062 has been passed to full committee with a due pass recommendation. With that, we close the work session on House Bill 2062 and open a work session on House Bill 3497, which relates to criminal fine and assessment accounts.
Mr. Chair, I've passed out a quick memo to you, but briefly what this bill does is change the distribution system for criminal fines and assessment, or CFAA. Currently, the priority system is such that the training for law enforcement programs and facilities related to public safety standards and training is first priority. Crime victims programs are the second, and emergency medical services enhancement account is third priority. This bill changes that priority order at the bottom of my page one of my memo. It keeps public safety standards training the first priority, crime victims the second, adds state police forensics and state medical examiner, and adds the lead system. And if you'll notice then that the emergency medical services enhancement account would no longer be eligible for use of CFAA. Currently in statute, there are necessarily no prohibitions of the use of CFAA for other programs. This bill would then say only those four groupings of programs are eligible for CFAA. Those programs would have to be funded, and the remainder then would be deposited in the general fund. There are two amendments to this. The first one is on, actually I'll pass out this one. I'll pass it down. The first amendment takes out reference to debt service from the bill right now, and this came from both co-chairs. The current bill or the current system does has funded debt service with for DPSST. The current budgets that have passed out of this subcommittee and will pass out this afternoon, hopefully out of the Senate subcommittee, has funded the debt service for the new DPSST facility with general fund. And therefore, then in the future, general or debt service would not be part of one of the priorities. The second amendment, which is on the back of your second page of the memo, then changes the effective date of this bill to July 1, 2007. The impact of this is that as the 07-09 budget is developed, it will take into account the contents of this bill. If the bill passed as it was right now, since you've already worked all the budgets, State Police, Department of Justice, the amounts have been set, you'd have to bring those budgets back and rework, you know, amend them to get to line them up to what the bill does. So in this case, the and this has been agreed to by Representative Scott, the effective date would be July 1, 2007, with the understanding that the budget would be built with the contents of the bill in mind. And those are the two amendments, Mr. Mm-hmm. Chair.
Other questions?
Mr. Chair, I move that this committee move the full committee HB 3497 is amended with a due pass recommendation.
We need to put the amendments in the bill first.
Okay. Representative Wisnett, would you accept an amendment to your motion and accept the amendments into the bill before we move the bill?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Representative Wisnett has moved that the two amendments described by our LFO analysts, in fact, let's identify them, the dash one and dash two amendments to House Bill 3497 are to become a part of House Bill 3497. Is there discussion on that, Representative Henson?
Oh, no discussion on the on the amendments.
Is there any objection to having the amendments? So hearing none, House Bill 3497 is amended. Now, Representative Wisnett.
Mr. Chair, thank you. I move that the committee approve and send to the full committee with a due pass recommendation, HB 3497, as amended.
Representative Wisnett moves House Bill 3497 as amended to the full budget committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Representative Henson.
Go on. If you'd want Representative Boone to go first.
Yeah,
Representative
Boone. No, it's okay. I just had a real quick question about the EMS going out. There's rural EMS and EMS. Is that connected, or is that – how much did they get before from it?
Mr. Chair, Representative Boone, I believe the amount in the budget this time, which would be coming from CFA, if I remember right, is $315,000. I would assume that as the budget is built, that would be built with general fund for the 07-09, okay. I mean, at least initially, and then the governor and the legislature would take their actions on adjusting that amount.
Okay, I was just wondering about the level. Thank you.
And I do have testimony on that bill from some of the supporters, the chiefs of police, if I'll hand out.
Okay. Representative Henson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll be supporting this. There's certainly some programs that would no longer receive funding that I'm very supportive of, including the Poison Center and the EMS and the local government emergency account. That account, which hasn't received a lot of discussion and stuff lately, was originally started if a police officer in the pursuit of a criminal or in the apprehending a criminal, if the criminal is injured, that pays for the medical damages. Doesn't seem like a big deal until a very small governmental unit ends up with someone in their custody that has major, you know, someone that has survived a shooting that may be in intensive care or ICU for 2 weeks. And this can be an incredible burden on a smaller county. The bigger governments can spread that cost over significantly more people, but one serious injury to a suspect that's fleeing or something can virtually put a small county or a small city into bankruptcy. And so although these aren't being funded through these these vehicles, we have to be very aware of what the programs are. They're good programs, and we need to be very diligent in terms of making sure that they receive adequate funding from whatever sources are available.
So noted. Further discussion on the motion? Is there any objection to the moving of this bill as amended? Hearing none. House Bill 3497 as amended is moved to the full budget committee with pass recommendation. That closes the work session on House Bill 3497. This time we'll open a work session on House Bill 2278. Mr. Chair.
We need to assign carriers.
The carriers for House Bill 2062, Representative Hansen will carry that bill, and 3497, Representative Wisnant. Hello.
Good morning.
Okay, we have now opened work session on House Bill 2278. Would you like to give us a brief overview, Mr. Gordon?
Good morning. Chair Richardson and members of the committee, House Bill 2278A establishes four new circuit court judgeships in the following four judicial districts: the 1st Judicial District of Jackson County, the 5th Judicial District of Clackamas County, the 6th Judicial District of Umatilla and Morrow Counties, and the 18th Judicial District of Clatsop County. The measure also includes salary and benefits for three support staff for each judgeship, along with cost of equipment and furnishings. The measure becomes operative on the first Monday in January 2007, except that the provisions for the new circuit court judges are operative on or after the date of the measure, which is July 1st, 2005, in order to provide for their nomination and election during the 2006 general election. The bill also includes that judges in Umatilla and Morrow counties will work in different cities therein as required by caseload. There is a dash one amendment, and the dash one was received this morning, so the LFO memorandum refers to a conceptual amendment, but the dash A4 amendment is included in your packet, and the dash A4 on page 2 of the A engrossed bill, line 30, deletes the blank appropriation and inserts $722,200.
Okay, thank you. I can clarify a couple of points on this. First, I'd like to just appreciate that and recognize Chief Justice Wally Carson, who's come here to answer questions if it's necessary. I want to also commend his department and the circuit courts in working with us relating to the cost of the fiscal of having these four new judgeships begin in January of 07, which would mean for the last 6 months of this biennium. Because of the budget constraints that we have, this was a very difficult thing to do, but we were able to work out with them the reality that some of the courts already have courthouses and already have equipment, and so they don't need all of the startup equipment. And because they see the need for these judgeships, actually we need 11 according to surveys that have been done, but these are the key four. And with the importance of us dealing with the meth epidemic and the reality that you don't just deal with it in one place, because there's a whole continuum of service. If you're going to have more police officers or more investigators and you arrest more people, then it's going to have an effect on the court system as well as on the need for drug courts and trying to help people break out of this cycle. And you can't do that when these four courts are just so overloaded that they can't deal with the caseloads and the anticipated increase in caseload. So anyway, we appreciate the willingness of the Judicial Department to work with us on an amount that we can afford to start these four judgeships within this biennium. And then we also are aware that this is an ongoing cost. You don't start a judgeship and then stop it. And so even though this is a major impacting event for ongoing budgets, we understand that there's a need, and we just sometimes have to do what's got to be done. So with that, hold on just a minute. Let me see if this applies. Okay, that this note does not apply to what we're dealing with here. Are there any questions before we take a motion? And I will actually be the one to carry the bill. Discussion?
Comment,
Representative?
This is extremely important to one county in my district, Clatsop County, which we get one. Of course, it's important to have something for your district, but it's been a long time coming. It's in the newspaper about every week, and we are... I would actually, if I had the authority, donate my old office in the commissioner's office, in, which is pretty tiny, to use as a courtroom if we had to. But anything, this is just excellent. Thank you so much.
We did it for you, Representative.
Thank you.
Don't forget that.
I will never forget that. No, that. Thank you so much again.
Would you give us a motion?
Mr. Chair, I would move that House Bill 2278A be forwarded to the full House budget on... Oh, the amendments. Yes.
Yeah, first we'll need to...
Move the amendment, A4, to House Bill 2278.
Representative Boone has moved the House Bill 2278-4 amendment to the bill. Is there discussion? Is there objection? If not, then House Bill 2278 now incorporates the -4 amendments. Representative Boone.
Now, Mr. Chair, I move that House Bill 2278A, as amended, be forwarded to the full House Special Committee on Budget with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Boone has moved that House Bill 2278, as amended, go to the full Budget Committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Hearing none, it is so ordered, and I will carry this bill.
Mr. Chair, when you carry it, are you going to make that comment again?
Maybe I'll have you carry it.
No.
Talk afterward about that. that's between you and me.
Okay. And everybody in the room, of course.
All right. With that, we close the work session on House Bill 2278. And we will open a work session on House Bill 2797. This work session relates to an amendment that's being handed out at this time. The bill relates to Staley settlement, and the way that the money that's available for those people with disabilities who qualify under the Staley agreement to be brought into the system when we have a limited amount of funds and a quite long waiting list. And what this bill does is it certifies in statute that if someone comes off of the Staley program for whatever reason, they life situation changes or for whatever reason, that the next person in line come into and you, that those funds that were utilized for the person will be utilized for those that are qualified but not currently in the plan. And in the past, this hasn't always happened. It's been felt that to honor the agreement that is the Staley agreement and the litigation that was avoided, that this is the appropriate and proper thing to do. Is there discussion on this amendment?
Well, I'll just say that the bill in general, this is Representative Nelson's bill, and she's been working really hard on this issue. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate that she's done this.
Representative Henry, would you move the amendment?
I would. Mr. Chair, I'd move that the -2 amendments be included in House Bill 2797.
President Hanna moves the -2 amendments to House Bill 2797. Is there discussion? Is there objection? The amendments are now part of 2797. President Hanna.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move that House Bill 2797, as amended, be moved to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Hanna has moved House Bill 2797A to the full budget committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Hearing none, so Representative Hanna, would you carry that bill for us?
Thank you.
And with that, we'll close the work session on House Bill 2797 and open a work session on House Bill 3049.
Chair.
It's a budget. It's a budget bill.
Has to come up.
I'm provide the yield.
We'll leave it the way it is. So we now are in House Bill 3049. This bill relates to the amount that developmentally disabled individuals who are in, you know, in the system can earn from the work that they do with their own labor. Presently, the limitation is $65, that if a person goes out that's developmentally disabled and in this program and they earn more than $64, they can't keep any of it. And so there are a number who have figured this out, that, and so they make $64 and they quit working. And what it would be the appropriate thing to do is to help individuals desire to work more, even though as a reality they will buy more of their own items. I mean, if it's $65, some of them, that pays for their allergy medicine. Mm-hmm. And it's just not enough money. And so this amendment, this bill, raises that from $65 to $320. And the goal, of course, is to help people see the fruits of their labor and to be able to earn more, even though they will end up spending a substantial part of that on their own items, of course, items that are being donated to them or presented to them at this point. It just is only appropriate that we try to benefit people and encourage independence and a work ethic. And so this is an amendment that has been long needed. Are there any questions or comments?
Well, I have a comment. And beyond the fact of the earning of the money and being able to keep it and still remain eligible for services, there's a piece in here that doesn't have a price tag on it, and that's their self-esteem. And when people are working, that they feel better about themselves, they feel like they're contributing to society. And I don't know everybody who's on these programs, but I know there's a group in Astoria that's very proud of their work, and they really, this would just devastate them if they couldn't work. And this is their job, and that's who they are, and this is just the right thing to do. I'm really glad it's such a little amount of money, but such a huge payoff in lots of ways other than just the monetary, so totally support this.
Well, thank you. If there's not further discussion, Representative Boone, would you like to move on the amendments?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, just to make sure the subcommittee knows a couple things. The A and Gross version is in front of you officially. The amendment would be to replace the A and Gross version with the original version of the bill and insert on line 13 of the original version of the bill $320. And I will also note to the subcommittee that we have just received the fiscal information from the department, have not had time to review it, and there will be, in between the sub and the full, we'll be working on a fiscal, on that information, and if need be, issue a fiscal impact statement on this bill.
Okay. Thank you.
So, Mr. Chair,
we need to amend the A and Gross to the original bill with the insertion of $320 on lines 6 and on line 13.
Aptly said. I hope I can repeat that. Mr. Chair, I move that the original House Bill 3049 be inserted as an amendment to House Bill 3049A. With the addition of the, and I, and it was
320
on line 6 and lines 18.
13,
excuse me.
Okay. Boone moves the committee to amend House Bill 3049A with the original language in House Bill 3049 with the addition of the figure 320 in the blank on line 6 and $320 on the blank on line 13. Is there discussion regarding the amendment? Is there objection to the amendment? Hearing none, so amended. Boone.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3049 as amended to the House Special Committee on Budget with a do pass recommendation.
Representative Boone moves House Bill 3049 as amended today to the full budget committee with a do pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. And Representative Boone, would you carry?
I'd be delighted. Thank you.
With that, there's one other bill, but there is a matter that we need to take care of on that, and so we will stand in recess. Or, and I'm going to go down to LFO.
Okay.
Okay. I'll tell you what, why don't you go to the floor?
That's what I was going to say.
We can reconvene.
You know how long you're going to be, or you'll call us?
Let's plan on reconvening at 10 o'clock, and if that's going to change, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.